1 Samuel chapter 10. Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on Saul's head and kissed him and said, "Hasn't the Lord anointed you to be ruler over his inheritance? When you leave me today, you will find two men by Rachel's tomb. At Zelzah, near the border of Benjamin, they will tell you, 'The donkeys that you went to search for have been found. Your father has stopped worrying about the donkeys and is now anxious about you, saying, "What should I do about my son?" Then you will proceed from there, and you will come to the Oak of Tabor. There three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you, one carrying three young goats, and another carrying three loaves of bread, and the other carrying a skin of wine. They will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you will accept from their hand. After that you will come to Gibeah of God, where there is a garrison of Philistines. When you enter the town, you will meet a group of prophets coming from the high place with a harp, tambourine, flute, and lyre playing before them, and they will be prophesying. The Spirit of God will come mightily on you, and you will prophesy with them, and will turn into a different person. When these signs happen to you, do whatever your hand finds to do, for God is with you. Go down ahead of me to Gilgal, and I will come to you to offer burnt offerings and peace offerings. Wait there 7 days until I come to you and show you what to do." As Saul turned to leave Samuel, God gave him another heart. All those signs were fulfilled that day. When they arrived at Gibeah, a group of prophets met him, and the Spirit of God came mightily on him, and he prophesied along with them. When everyone who had known him before saw how he prophesied with the prophets, the people asked each other, "What in the world has happened to the son of Kish? Is even Saul among the prophets?" A person from there answered, "And who is their father?" Therefore it became a proverb, "Is even Saul among the prophets?" When Saul had finished prophesying, he came to the high place. Saul's uncle asked him and his servant, "Where have you been?" Saul replied, "We were looking for the donkeys, but when we saw that they were nowhere to be found, we went to Samuel." Saul's uncle said, "Please tell me what Samuel told you." Saul said to his uncle, "He told us plainly that the donkeys were found, but he did not mention what Samuel told him about the matter of the kingship." Samuel summoned the people to the Lord at Mizpah. He said to the Israelites, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says. I brought up Israel out of Egypt, and I delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians, and from the hand of all the kingdoms that oppressed you. But today you have rejected your God, who saves you from all your calamities and your distresses. Yet you have said to him, 'No, appoint a king over us.' Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and clans." So Samuel brought all the tribes of Israel near, and the tribe of Benjamin was chosen by lot. He brought the tribe of Benjamin near by their families, and the families of the Matrites was chosen by lot. And Saul, the son of Kish, was chosen. When they looked for him, he could not be found. Therefore they asked the Lord again, "Has the man arrived here yet?" The Lord answered, "Look, he has hidden himself among the baggage." So they ran and brought him out of there. And when he stood among the people, he was head and shoulders taller than any of the people. Then Samuel declared to all the people, "Do you see the one whom the Lord has chosen? There is no one like him among all the people." Then all the people shouted, "Long live the king!" Then Samuel told the people about the rights and duties of the king, and wrote it in a book, and laid it up before the Lord. Then Samuel dismissed all the people, each one to his home. Saul also returned to his house at Gibeah, and with him went the warriors whose heart God had touched. But certain wicked fellows said, "How can this man save us?" They despised him and did not bring him a gift, but Saul kept quiet about it.